we have on the phone this morning, is it Giselle? Hello, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, what's up with you? You emailed us. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I actually thought you guys would get a kick out of this. I went out on a date last night, like a first date, to a Wiz Khalifa concert.
Yeah, at the Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center last night. It looked fun.
Yeah, it was. This guy I went with had lawn seats, but the thing is, like, three songs into the concert, he got a text from one of his friends saying that he should come to the front row where his friend was sitting because I guess he had one extra seat. Like, I guess this guy's girlfriend got really drunk or something and had to go home.
Wait, this guy that you were with, it was a first date?
Yeah, it was a first date.
Ooh, okay.
And yeah, so he's texting this guy that I was out with, and his buddy's telling him, like, come up and sit next to him. But this guy, because, like, this guy I went to the concert with, he's, like, an enormous Wiz Khalifa fan. Like,
yeah.
Huge.
Okay.
And he's, like, seen him in concert 7 times. He owns every single album. Like, he owns all the merch, everything. So, like, this guy I'm with shows me the text, and he's like, look, I know I brought you here as my date, but he has a front row seat, and I've never got to sit that close to Liz before.
No.
Yeah. Like, do you care if I go sit with him for the rest of the show? Totally stay up here, and I'll take you home afterwards. Like, yay.
So he asked to go sit in the front row with his buddy and left you in the lawn.
Yeah.
And you said, okay, you didn't leave?
I really wanted to see the show. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, I felt totally weird about the whole situation.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's awkward for sure, but I don't think it's terrible. It's like,
I do!
If you're a huge fan, it's one time to get front row seats. I would be understanding. If I went out with Lindsay on a date and, like, oh, you know, like that happened, I'm like, okay, go see your favorite artist up close. Like, your front row to show, that does not happen that often in somebody's life.
I'd be pissed.
Well, of course. I'm not saying it's like, yeah, you're leaving me, but I think you got to be a little understanding, right?
No way.
Well, and that's kind of like, I don't know. Like I said, at the time, like, I froze, but then, like, when the show was over, he met back up with me, and he told me how, like, great it was for me to be cool about him sitting with his friend, and then he followed it up with asking if he could, like, make it up by taking me out on a second date to, like, a really nice dinner.
No.
Why not? Why not? What do you think? Like, would you want him to take you out again?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I'm kind of caught between, like, some of my friends said that it's his favorite artist and I should totally cut him some slack for ditching me, but, like, I don't know. I'm, like, caught between, like, I can't, I'm having a hard time getting a read on this guy because of this. Like, I don't know. What are you guys? That's why I'm calling.
Well, it's
you.
A first date. Things, you go on a second date to find out more. And
no!
Let me tell you this. This is hypocritical on all levels. Let me tell you why. Because if this happened with Alex, for example, who is a huge Taylor Swift fan, if you got a chance, which you've already done before, take out you don't work in radio because that makes things different. But if you got to meet Taylor Swift, go front row. You would be like, please, 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 please. Like, you would actually probably ditch the guy yourself. That's not terrible. It's not like he just stood you up and didn't show up. Yeah, does it suck that that happened? Of course, I agree. But if everything else about this guy was good, why not go on a second date, especially a nice dinner? Then you could truly get to know him.
No, even if it was Taylor Swift, if I was on a date, I would feel horrible leaving somebody like that if they couldn't go with me. And I would not do that. And here's what I think, Giselle. This guy basically had one chance to give a first impression. It was the first date. He basically tossed you to the side and said, you're not as important as front row Wiz Khalifa. And I think that is an indicator of how he's not going to put you first 5 years from now. If you're trying to find a serious relationship, this guy sucks.
I think this is a huge overreaction. I think you should go on a second date. I think we're blowing it up way out of control.
Liv, you're the tiebreaker.
I think that she should give him one other chance.
You guys are absolute idiots.
It's his favorite artist. I would do that for my favorite artist.
He sucks. Giselle, he didn't put you first. He left you alone. You could have been abducted. Absolutely not.
But hold on.
He was so rude.
Giselle, maybe I missed it. I want to check. Didn't he ask you if it's okay? He's like, do you care? Do you mind? And you said yes.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. It was kind of on the spot.
She felt uncomfortable.
Okay, listen, if you gave him permission, You do that. I've done that. Lindsay, I think actually back in the day when I worked in country radio, it was one of our first or second dates, and she actually got better tickets to see him than I did. So she went up close. I'm like, why would you not go? Your friend had like right there in the front. Of course, if you love the person, it doesn't mean like it's a crappy date. Now, if she's making out with a guy up front, that's not cool. But it's one time. Now, if this happens ever again, for sure, you probably need to move on, Giselle. But I think it's okay with just like one time. See what happens on the second date.
Jared on Twitter says, sorry, Joe, you're in the wrong. If you went up there for maybe a song or maybe even just said, hey, let's take turns so we can see was Khalifa up front, that would be one thing. But dude bailed on his first date. That's a bad move.
I agree. It's horrible. It's a bad indicator of who he is. He's selfish. Giselle, do not go out with him again. I'm telling you, woman to woman, it is a bad move. You should have told him, sorry, you ditched me on a first date. I wouldn't have stuck around. First of all, you should have left. But I understand in the moment being uncomfortable with that confrontation. But I say, don't go out with him again. Thank you.
All right. Well, Giselle, if you do go out with him again, make sure you call us back. I'd like to know what happens, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Did you at least get a contact high? Have any fun at the show?
Don't ask her that. Her employer could be listening.
Okay. Sounds like Giselle might have already had something this morning.